This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author of The Minds of Mass Killers. Highly recommend checking that out if you're into this sort of stuff and you're here, so I think you probably are. We're talking about Rex Huerman specifically today with Siobhan. The family of Rex filing a notice of claim against law enforcement involved in the home raid, talking about the valuables that were shattered, beds destroyed, even drain pipes taken out of the bathroom sink so they couldn't even use that. This is interesting, and I want to look not just at the complaint of this, of, oh my gosh, my house is in shambles, which I think would be expected should the FBI raid it and suspect your husband of being a serial killer for 30 years. But at the same point, your husband's accused of being a serial killer for 30 years, and you seem to still kind of really have the focus on you. That's what's speaking out to me. Maybe I'm heartless and a horrible human being, but I'm starting to question a little bit more about the legitimacy of the wife. I'm not saying that she was involved in the crime in any way, shape, or form, but there seems to be a tone deafness here going on.
There, you certainly could look at it that way, but it is frustrating to me, having seen so many of these raids over the years, the degree, because sometimes the people are innocent, you know, they get their homes torn up. And so it is frustrating to me at times at the damage that's done. It's like, can't we do the raid, do the search, tear things apart, but do we have to really destroy the place in the process? So I can see both sides, I guess, with that. And yeah, probably filing a claim is probably not wise about it right now. But I can certainly see, if I were in her shoes, I'd be devastated. I'd be crazy out of my mind. I'd be grieving. My life is ruined. And damn it, now my home is ruined too. You know,
yeah.
So I can see the tendency. And who knows what other influences may be going on, you know, with her, with other family members or her attorney, and saying, gee, we can at least get some help here with this. It's just really a mess. Just an awful situation.
It really is. The home, I would argue, was probably a hoarder home to begin with, so probably not in the best of shape. When we see the pictures, I mean, these boxes did not materialize out of nowhere. It looks like it was in pretty bad shape to begin with, quite honestly. So having things ripped out, and I get, you know, they're going to cut the beds, they're going to cut couches and things like that to see if there's anything in there. But I don't know that we're talking about it was an HGTV-ready home prior to this raid.
No, but definitely not that. And, you know, that raises the point. It would have been really interesting from a psychological standpoint to be able to go through the home without it being torn up and just kind of assess, who are these people,
you
know, as a family? How are they living and what's really going on there? And so I hope that there was video footage taken of the home before it got torn up, because that's relevant and interesting.
I would question, is it more difficult for law enforcement to go through a home that is a hoarder home versus one that is in more of an orderly fashion or orderly setup?
It's got to be a nightmare. It's got to be a nightmare, because if you're looking, you know, at DNA, you're looking for potential victim DNA in the place. It's like the more junk that's in, it's just got to be a nightmare for them to sort it all out.
And to know what you should and shouldn't be taking. Granted, when they have their raid, they do have their list of items that they are specifically looking for. But at the same point, I would imagine if there's other things that pop up that look like this could possibly be an item of interest, I don't know if they have to go back and get another warrant to take those sort of items, or do they have the right to take things along the way that look like they could possibly be involved if they, you know, are obvious type things?
Yeah, I am no expert on that. I have been told that they can only take items or investigate items where it's specified in the warrant pertaining to X, Y, and Z. So it doesn't give them license to just take everything. But that would be interesting. Under what circumstances, you know, is there flexibility with that?
Have we ever seen a case where law enforcement goes in, does the raid, and you have this where the family is upset? I mean, obviously, they'd all be upset in many cases, but to the point of, we're going to go back after the police for doing this raid, where did it go over the top? Is this legitimately a claim that she has, or is she really just kind of the victim of the circumstances, unfortunately, of what she was in?
Yeah, I don't know what the odds are for her with getting anything out of this claim. I certainly have heard many times where things were taken in searches that were not covered under the warrant, and therefore it was not admissible during the, and sometimes that's been a tragedy because it really was relevant, you know, but couldn't be used.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.